Good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer in a below topsecret.com member podcast reply to Magic's original podcast on the topic of being pod shy. I cracked up at your intro, man. Pod shy? Let's talk. I'm sitting here, I'm having visions of Oprah. To anyone listening to this who is, you know, sort of thinking about making a podcast and that, I mean, I've been all over these, I think, ever since, you know, the day or the day after this started. It's like, yeah, man, this is cool. As soon as Skeptic Overlord, you know, said he was going to, you know, introduce this to the site, I was just like, yes, finally, I can stop typing. Because I don't know about anyone else, I'm my own worst critic, I think, when it comes to posting, and I would often type out a post and reread it and reread it and delete bits and delete a bit more and then just never end up posting it. But now, I can just swing over the microphone and have my say. And I'm very self-conscious, too, about the way I talk, and quite often I'm sitting here and it's late at night when I'm doing these, and it's a typical Australian thing to over your words, or rather, as my mother puts it, my brain is about 20 steps further than my mouth, you know, is. So I over everything, and I say you know a lot, which is another Australian phrase. So I sit there and I listen to my podcast sometimes afterwards, you know, seeing if I want to edit anything out, because I have an unfortunate habit of swearing like a trooper. And there's only so much I think the little explicit tag can cover. But, look, in the end, I'm sitting here and I'm just speaking. And that, in a lot of ways, that is so refreshing. I really see this as, like, the next generation of the internet. Because these pod threads are almost like a conversation. It's not in real time. We're not sitting down, you know, with a glass of beer in a pub talking about this stuff, but it's almost close to it. It's the closest thing so far on the internet I've ever seen, apart from a proper internet real-time conversation. And it does eliminate the whole flame thing. I've got to agree with you there on that, Magic, because you can hear people's tones of voice when they're saying something. It's so easy with threads to forget that people are behind those threads. And let's face it, whatever world you live in, it's always from your own point of view. So you can read something and you can take it entirely differently to the way it's meant. And often, you know, that happens between just cultures, the way things are put and things are said and things are understood. And a lot of that, you know, is eliminated because you can hear people's tones of voice. And I think that's such an important part of communication. Of course, you know, with podcasts you don't have the non-verbal signals, but to me, I think it's just great. I really do, and I would urge anyone who is scared about podcasting, I think Magic's advice too was really great, is, you know, don't upload it yet, you know, have a listen to it. A lot of the podcasts, like I do, I sit there and think, nah, that's just, no. And then I listen to it and I think, well, you know, yeah, I've kind of said all I could probably say in that. And, you know, we sit here and you ramble on and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, sometimes I do use a script, and I think others do too, like when you really want to get a point across concisely and you're introducing a topic. But a lot of the time I just sit and talk. And that's just an incredibly cool thing. So if you are thinking about it and you are worried about it, I say just give it a go. Give it a go. Get your voice out. Say whatever. Doesn't matter. And a lot of the comedy ones, like, you know, the BTS humor ones, that's just like sitting down, like my one on the Ashes. That was just me sitting down after coming back from a condolence party, rambling on into the microphone after a few beers, you know. It's like, okay, I need to say this and someone needs to hear it. And in the end, you just get so comfortable with yourself and just saying it. It doesn't matter. No one knows who you are. Like, no one really knows who you are. They can't see you. So, but it's great to hear people's voices and the way they express things. So I think Magic, really, you did a great job with that podcast. I've been thinking for a while something like that needs to be put up. So kudos to you, man, for actually sort of setting that up. And if anyone, you know, wants some advice but you're too shy to sort of post a reply in the thread or something like that, you to Yumi, I'm happy to give you some advice on how to do podcasting. And I mean, geez, man, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me on this one. Doesn't take much, and there's always some free software you can use out there, or even trial versions that don't expire. I use one at the moment. I kind of flick between Audacity and Cast Blaster. And Cast Blaster is incredibly easy to use. I think even Simon Gray was recommending that one after watching the video. But you'd have to look at the original podcast thread to verify that post. But it is incredibly, incredibly easy to use, and it's a lot of fun too. Okay, this is me, Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing out.